Welcome to Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA. This is Mike Effner, joined now by Norwalk girls basketball coach Joe Sigrist. And coach, it's been a long winter break here. Your girls have had a great start to the season. It's 10-0. Still a few more days off, but how have you been balancing getting some rest and relaxation over the break with also staying sharp and working hard?
Yeah, we've come back and had, three or four practices after the holiday and big six-team scrimmage that we hosted at our NPEC, and so those went real well. We went hard those few days back. Took a couple days off again at the new year, and we'll go back tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. and practice about three more times before our big matchup with DCG next Tuesday.
Well, we take a look at what you've done so far. Moved up to number 3 in the Class 4A rankings. You're 10-0 overall and 3-0 in the Little Hawkeye Conference. What have been some of the biggest positives that you've liked so far, things maybe that you expected, but also maybe some things that have impressed you along the way?
Yeah, I'm really happy with our percentages overall. We meet preseason, host a dinner at my house with the whole team, and we talk about goals for the season. Our girls are really meeting a lot of those goals at the 10-game mark. Talk about our three-point percentage is above 33% at 33.6. That's our target percentage, making one out of three. Our free throw percentage, we want to be higher than 70%. We're close to 72%. And I think the biggest thing is turning the ball over less than 10 times a game. We're just over 10 a game right now, but our assists are up in that 17-18 range. So we're close to that 2-to-1 assist to turnover range. And that's really good when you're talking about taking care of the basketball and sharing the basketball. That's why our defense has been really good, and then that turns over into our offense and averaging about 66, 67 points a game. So when we talk about our stats, I'm really happy with those at the 10-game mark.
Yeah, your team stats overall in Class 4A, you're in the top 5 in about everything, it seems like. One of the big ones is also your margin of victory, 32.2 a game. You're outscoring teams 66-34. It just seems so nice to have those great team statistics. Last year Bailey was leading the state in scoring, but this year it's such a balanced attack, and it's definitely a deep group.
It really is. We've added a lot of depth this year, and our Bailey and that senior class, we have six seniors leading us each and every day at practice. She's done a tremendous job, kind of altering her role a bit, but still leading our team in every way, in practice and in huddles and on the floor for games. So I'm really proud of her. But when you talk about adding a Pearl Brown that, she's just gotten better and better defensively. She leads our defensive charge. Hannah Overholzer, a move in from Texas, has had some really big games offensively, and she's a really good on the ball defender herself. And Grace Linder came over from Valley. She's been solid off the bench. I mean, that really adds a lot of depth. And then when you add a freshman point guard with the talent and ability that Braylon Birmingham has, it's just it allows us to be so deep and versatile, and can beat you in a lot of different ways. And then Ava Carlson's got that constant motor running up and down the floor, and she gets us a lot of transition buckets and rebounds like crazy. So we just have a lot of girls that we talk about executing the role that you're best at on our team. And that's what I love about this team. We have a lot of girls that embrace their roles and really capitalize on what they are best at to help our team.
Again, we're talking with Norwalk girls basketball coach Joe Sigrist on Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner during the winter break. Definitely hard to find a lot of fault in anything you guys have done so far, but if there's some things you want to really improve on as you go into January here and start playing games again, what would that be?
We preach communication each and every day at practice from day one. I think our girls, meshing our seniors with our, younger kids, we talk about, calling screens out and communicating help and those little things that are going to be big things when you come into, games like we will have on Tuesday with DCG, a top 10 matchup. So when you're talking about that, your communication needs to be at its best. so that you're not giving up easy baskets or getting screened and they're hitting a three. That's going to be big down the stretch, and I want our communication to be better.
You mentioned the sisters, Bailey Birmingham, the senior, Braylon Birmingham, the freshman. You know, this is their one shot to play together. How much fun are they having out there as teammates?
You know, they're really just evolving. You know, it's so tough because they've always played on different teams. You know, when you talk about 3-4 years difference, they're on different club teams. They've never really played on the same team. So they're getting better each and every day that we have at practice and the games, learning each other on the floor, you know, the strengths that they can help each other with. So I don't think we've even, you know, touched what they can do. You know, I think we can help them be even better together. And Braylon's doing a great job trying to find Bailey on the outside and penetrate and kick. Bailey's just, you know, leading her sister and helping her in those ways of, you know, being on the floor for 4 years at the varsity level. And I just am excited, you know, with 11 more games in the regular season and then hopefully a big run in the postseason to continue to watch them evolve together and embrace this second half of the season. And like you said, the only season that they'll get to play together in their high school careers before they go on to, you know, Bailey goes on to Northwest Missouri State and does a great job at a really good college program. So we really want to take it all in and help them have their best finish to this season that they can.
And you will return to action on Tuesday, January 7th against Dallas Center Grimes at home at the NPEC. It'll be about 2.5 weeks since your last game. I'm sure the girls are hungry to play games again, especially when it's against DCG, a rival, a team that has kind of owned the top of that little Hawkeye for the last couple of years. Now it's your chance to maybe take over that role, and this will be a big one and a big opportunity for the girls.
Yeah, when I look back at those bound stats, I think, you know, we've only had one win as a program in the last 20 against that program. And they have set the bar the last 5 or 6 years in the Little Hawkeye Conference. So, you know, it's kind of interesting. You know, we were so hot going into the break with 10 straight wins, and now coming off a 2.5 week layoff and having to face, you know, one of your toughest competition, it's going to be interesting to see where we are at. And they actually open up tomorrow to start the second half. I think they're at Williamsburg, who's a ranked lower class team. So they're going to have a game under their belt, which we are not. So it was good to have that scrimmage last week and see five different teams that kind of helped us and to see different what teams are doing, you know, over the break. But I'm really excited about it. It should be a packed house on Tuesday night. I just got notified today that MediaCom's doing the game. So that's an exciting, you know, exciting time for our program. Just the change that we've had these last 2 years, we're starting to get that recognition, starting to get noticed. And it's going to be a great top 10 matchup on Tuesday night in the NPEC.
Should be a lot of fun. Looking forward to that and wishing you the best here. And thanks for your time. That's Norwalk girls basketball coach Joe Sigrist. We'll see you on Tuesday.
Thanks, Mike.